be able to execute, your best pitch. So I think it can kind of be misleading. On the other end too, like for me, last year I had a hard time with my slider for like a month or so, where I just, for whatever reason, could not spin it out of my hand right. And sure enough, my spin rate on it was down. So that kind of leads you to look mechanically on why that's happening. So, you can help diagnose some issues with some of the technology. I just think if you buy into it too much, it could be a little bit, too much information for you, just get in your head. And so you gotta have to find that happy medium.
I wanted to ask about your slider because over many years, you see guys with your arm angle and release point sort of struggle with the ability to get drop on that pitch. Is that a goal, or do you want to go with more sweeping action than dropping action? Because I think it sort of changes the way your hand could be angled if you're trying to get spin over and around the ball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm somehow able to get drop, and my slider is working well. I'm able to get some depth to it. I think that's more effective to lefties. So I always try to throw like a depth slider to lefties, whereas a sweeping slider to a righty might be more effective from my arm angle. I just noticed over the years where I'll throw one. It might even be a mistake slider where it'll start in the outer half and sweep off the plate just horizontally, and I get a lot of swings and misses on it versus a lefty. I'm trying to sweep that thing under his bat and away from damage. So there's no perfect recipe to figure out how to do that. I just grip it and rip it as hard as I can.
At what stage of your career were you just sort of set in this is my release, this is my arm angle? Do you ever have coaches say, yeah, this isn't going to work, we got to change this? I mean, at what point